Hey, everybody out there. This is a live broadcast of Fuck Dick and Bert. I must warn you that there is explicit content in this podcast.
Hence the title, Fuck Dick and Bert.
That's my co-host, Michael Haas. And I believe Bradley Haas is calling on the telephone right now.
Hello.
Put him on speaker.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, we're just starting the broadcast. Is Vance actually awake this time?
Oh, somebody's here.
Okay. All right, see you in a bit.
Better go check on him, babe.
Those dogs sound restless. Advised all of our numerous, we're probably in the
we have 10 followers on FeedBurner.
So tens upon tens of followers.
We have more than 10.
Just game one, Wild versus Blackhawks. It reminds me of that song, The Final Countdown, except this would be the first countdown.
Well, no. See, we've played these guys the last 2 years in the playoffs, so I believe. We lost to him last year off a lucky bounce off the boards that Kane put in.
Yeah.
Damn these dogs.
Damn dogs. I think that's my beer.
No, that's
your spitter.
Definitely my beer. Okay.
Welcome to the broadcast, everybody. Oh, shit. Ooh. The Shy Sox are making a run at the Twins right now. We should update you. The Wild are down 1-0 last we checked to the Blackhawks.
Baseball update. Top of 7, 1 down. Shy Sox, runners on first and second. Cal Gibson's pitched a hell of a game.
Hell of a game. Like I said, I'm a little worried. I picked against him in my Beat the Streak, so I hope Abreu has a hit at least.
Well, now you can't be rooting against the Twins.
Well, I want to win $5.6 million.
No.
I think I would take a hit for $5.6 million.
Yeah, that kind of money you could buy the Twins.
Yeah.
Nice play.
Oh.
That was a tough turn there.
Really
Dozier.
Good turn.
Tough turn by Dozier there, but hell of a play by Plouf, you know. I used to talk so much shit about Trevor Plouf.
I did, too.
And I still do, but I guess he's a mediocre third baseman, and I guess it's better than being below mediocre. That was a good defensive play, though. Throw from the knees. A little slow there by Dozier on the turn, though. Shit, I would have made that play back in Babe Ruth baseball days.
Yeah.
Speaking of Babe Ruth baseball, I'd like to give a shout-out to all those umps, you know, helping.
Yeah, let's give a big shout-out to Jared Thomas, who's covered a couple games, 3 games so far this year on the bases. He's learning as he goes, but if he's listening, I just want to say thanks for your effort. Look forward to seeing you behind the plate.
You know, those people just underappreciate umps, you know. Without the umps, there'd be no game. And these.
Yeah, we take a lot of shit out there.
I mean, they're making these kids' dreams come true, you know. We could have the next Joe Mauer.
Well,
Glendive, Montana.
Not in Glendive. We used to have players like that. Mason Tobin, a local kid, was taken in the Rule 5 draft by the Braves, and then I think he had a second Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, he threw the ball.
he broke your window. Yeah, I knew he was a pro when he threw that rock from basically the other side of the block at your window and hit it.
I can usually tell if somebody's going to be a pitcher because they'll grab the ball with their dominant hand and they'll throw it.
They'll just let it go. He was a sidearmer, too. Natural, like, not all the way sidearm, but.
So that's probably why he's had a second John surgery then. It's not very good on the old arm.
Yeah, that's bad. Right. But, hey, the guy got to play pro baseball for probably 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
That's not a bad gig.
You and I know both would take that bus trip for
Shit, I'd play 4 months at single A ball.
I'd play the rest of my life at single
A.
Nice. Hey,
Ploof, Trevor, getting Ploof. Us out of it.
Attaboy, okay, let's check the hockey game.
We're check the hockey game here. Okay, I'm going to switch the channel. I'm actually going to hit it's the recall button if you got a dish remote.
Recall.
I just saw Dick Bramer. Fuck him. Okay, update here.
This game's still not over. Jesus. Uh-oh, now it is.
Now it is.
You got to put that in. You think he did? It's a
Oh, come on, review that. If we were there at the game right now and I was a fan of Tampa Bay, I'd be screaming out, goal! Yeah, from our view, and we're right on the, we're actually inside the ice with this camera view. Oh. Yeah, that's him.
But he hit the goalie. You can't hit the goalie.
Game over.
I think he put the goalie into the net before that puck went in.
I say just give it to him so it'll switch to the wild game. Because
you got to put a better move on the goalie there, though. You're coming in hot. Go wider. Fake. He should have faked that forehand better before trying to go backhand. And then he should have gone top shelf. Yeah. Like, I know what I'm talking about. I've never fucking played hockey. But that's what I would have done. If he gets the goal, I guess it'll work. I mean, I would be surprised, though. I don't think you're supposed to hit the goalie like that.
If I was a hockey player, I'd probably try to put the puck in the net. Because I've been watching this game for a while, and that seems to be what they try to do.
I think I'd rather be goalie.
Fuck being goalie. Oh, come on.
See, I told you you couldn't do that.
Oh, that's bullshit. I want to see the other game. Fucking bullshit.
Trying to share this broadcast with all our Facebook listeners and Mid Rivers Internet. This is not a shout out to Mid Rivers. They suck.
They're almost as good as CenturyLink. I really love how slow their internet is. Another shout out.
I don't know. Maybe I've shared it like 5 or 6 times. If you're out there and you're listening on mixlr.com/gogonzojournal, leave a comment and let us know.
It's a pretty easy thing to remember.
Ask us a question. I guess we should get to the big topic, since we can't watch the Wild game. The NFL draft started yesterday and is continued today. You should see who the Vikings picked up with their second-round pick. And then we'll see who the Cowboys picked
up. I would have to actually open up my laptop then to check that.
Well, open that baby up.
I've got to let go of the microphone now. And I'm slowly, I'm opening up the laptop right now.
We can hear you still.
Okay, here we go. Oh, I just
farted. Got to do a little research.
I was thinking, you know, if we actually
we should probably turn it back to the Twins game, though, too.
If we do actually have listeners out there, you know. Write us some comments, you know.
Yeah,
we'd like to
ask
make the show
questions.
A little more interactive. Okay.
Actively sharing. This is all about discussion. You can help us make this better.
How about to move the political sphere a little bit?
Let's talk politics.
How about that awesome Baltimore DA bringing the charges today?
I think, it brought about one of the best, probably, events in sports history is that game played before an empty crowd at Camden Yards. If I was a photographer or a member of the press, I would have loved to have been there.
I still don't know. I don't know why you do that to your fans, though.
I think it. I don't know. I feel like the MLB was trying to send a message. Well, they could have moved the game to Washington, D.C. pretty easily. D.C. was out of town, so.
Or they could have, you know, just postponed the game.
And make the White Sox travel back out there for an interleague game? I don't think so.
Why not?
it's too much to ask of a team that's not even in your league.
To give the season ticket holders a chance to see a game they paid for?
Well, that's a good point. Most of those season ticket holders probably didn't burn down Walgreens either.
Well, I'm actually supporting anybody protesting out there. Do whatever you want.
Well, rioting and protesting are two different things.
Keep telling yourself that.
Fuck Dick and Bert does not endorse rioting.
As
maybe on special occasions like when the Twins win the World Series or when the Vikings win the Super Bowl, but then you can burn a few cars, but...
Hey, back to the wide world of sports. Who's this T. Wayne's character,
huh? Oh, yeah, Trey Wayans, our new cornerback, our new shutdown corner.
Where did he
apparently play? He can't tackle, but he can do everything else.
I don't see why, if you're on defense, you need to know how to tackle.
Well, not if you knock the ball down every time it comes your way. I like the pick. That's probably where I would have gone. Devontae Parker was off the board. Todd Gurley was off the board. And that I've always wanted two shutdown corners on this squad.
I am seeing right here, too, it says he did play college football.
So yes.
He does have...
For Michigan
he
State.
He has played football before, so he's got a little...
He's got a leg up. I think he's a... I mean, I really think he's a top 15 talent, so I think we got what we paid for. I'm not disappointed with the pick. Would I have liked to trade down? Probably. And gotten that offensive lineman to cover Bridgewater's backside? Probably. But
yeah.
You can't deny the success NFL teams have had on defense by having two corners that can just shut down both sides of the field. Dogs are being bitches in the studio today. We're at Mike's studio. If you're out there listening and you want to stop by and you know where we're at, bring some beers. Bring some Twisted Teas. This broadcast is not brought to you by Twisted Teas, unfortunately. It looks like it's brought to you by
Bush Light.
And Skol Vikings.
Skol Straight.
Boy, I wish this game would end.
Yeah.
Why don't you check the score on that dream machine of yours to see, make sure we're not down 2-0 by now.
I'm not even getting paid for this. I'm working so hard.
Someday maybe we'll get some free meals or...
Yeah, I mean, I've been...
Free beers.
That's usually the
people
first
love
thing.
Us. We've got tens of listeners.
Usually, I mean, that's the first thing, right? When I step outside and the public sees me, they recognize me from this broadcast.
Hey, you're Michael from that Dick and Bert podcast, aren't you? Can I buy you a drink?
That's usually what happens. I mean, I've been signing autographs all day. Whoa, whoa. History is being made tonight. A-Rod hits 660th home run to tie Mays.
660th. But how many were real?
They were all real.
And how many were fake?
They're all real.
Can't agree with you there.
That's because you're wrong. Okay, we're going to check out the NHL scores, how about, huh?
Yeah.
Because there's some hockey being played. It's playoff hockey time, if none of you guys know that.
And the Wild are sticking around.
Jesus Christ. Wild are down... 3-0.
Wow.
For the Blackhawks.
Well, I guess I'm glad this game's still on.
Oh, God. I better check out, see what's happening over in Minnesota at that beautiful ballpark.
Ballpark. Okay, Bert.
This is Bert Bly 11.
Oh, that's roped. Oh, and Trevor play approved
God,
with another play.
A lot of work over there today. A lot
he's
of work.
Been busy. He is shutting them down. Jesus, I should have picked up Gibson in fantasy.
Fuck yeah, you should have. 8 shutout innings. I think he's settled down.
I'd say so. He's throwing strikeouts on balls, too. I like that.
I wonder what his K count is. Usually he averages only about 3 or 4 strikeouts a game. I'd like to see that number go up.
Yeah, I'd like it to be around 6 or 7 at the very least. But Philly Hughes doesn't strike out 6 or 7 either. Where's Brad when you need him?
He said he was coming over, you know, sometime.
Yeah, sure.
That's the problem with kids.
4 Ks. 1 walk. 4 hits. You got to like that line.
There it is.
Oh, man. He is just still on. 93 pitches. Send him out.
Send
there,
him
baby.
Out. Complete game shutout.
Woo!
Coming with you, Gibson.
That guy, he's looking pretty good today.
Yeah.
The Chicago White Sox lineup is not great either. Plus, they had all that time off. Maybe they're in funk.
I like to see him get a little more form to his bill, though, on his hat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little too white boy. Actually, no, the straight bill is like how the African-American crowd wears it.
Or as Barack Obama would call it, that's how thugs wear their
hats. And white people really bend the bill up.
You know, if I was going to have to say one phrase about Busch Light, I would say it's great taste in an easy-drinking light beer.
It tastes like water. The logo, it looks like the water's just coming right on down the mountain and right into your mouth.
Wow, this podcast is getting deep.
Well, we don't have a lot to talk about. Gibson's shutting down the White Sox, and the Wild are getting blown out.
Okay, let's see here. So since Gibson just came off the mound, if anybody's never seen a baseball game, now the home team will get a chance to go up there and try to get some more runs.
Yeah, I'd take a couple.
That's how baseball works.
I don't know. Like, who's up in the bottom half for the White Sox?
I bet we're going to find out here.
Or in the top half, I guess. Hey, Marnie.
Oh, hey, Marnie. I'm sat in that seat right behind you.
I got your autograph.
That's a hell of a game.
Yeah, I hope he sends him back out there. Although, Glenn Perkins on Gopher Cap Night.
That'd
be nice to see.
Yeah, it would be nice to... Yeah, I'm torn here, you know. Well, I guess you could go out there and if he...
I mean, I need 10 points for my fantasy team, so I wouldn't mind Perkins getting a save tonight.
Actually, I say you throw Gibson out if guy gets
he gives
on
up
base,
a hit. Yeah, pull him in.
Then pull him. But I think he's earned a chance to go back
oh,
out
sure,
there.
Yeah.
B. Dozier, number 2.
A deuce, baby.
Ball 1 is a little high and inside.
Putnam pitching to him.
Oh, whoa.
Fooled on. He has a problem with that pitch down and in, doesn't he?
Yeah, he slowed it down a little bit and it really fooled him.
He likes that pitch up and in. He likes to put those in the seats.
I'd like to see his batting average go up a little bit higher than that, 212.
Yeah. All that money we gave him.
That's generally what happens to the Twins players. Once they get paid, they don't produce anymore. Even though I can't say that about Joe Mauer of the last 9 games.
Kirby Puckett got paid and produced. Right up until he went blind.
Joe Mauer's been pretty productive over the past 9 games.
Joe Mauer's been pretty productive this season, period. He's the only thing on the team that resembles a hitter. He's above 300, I think, coming into today.
Past 9 games, he's been batting .415.
Goddamn, that's some good research. Did you actually look that up?
I saw it somewhere.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, nice play. Ready to go. Got it, safe! Woo! Oh, God.
That was some good hustle. See, by Deuce.
When he ran faster, his legs moved quicker. Nice hustle, Doge.
Yeah, that's God, why they pay him the big bucks.
Look at that power hitting.
Just
swat that one off.
Hit the shit out of that one. Give credit to the second baseman, though. He really sacrificed his body on that one. That's a nice little flip with the
that
glove.
Was a hell of a flip.
Backhanded flip. Almost got him, too. Hell of a play.
I'd say I'd steal him.
You'd send him?
Send him. Or a hit and run.
I don't know, Torrey.
Unlike you, Torrey doesn't handles trust the bat pretty Torrey, well. I do.
I think if we'd have, go crazy here.
If we'd have kept Torrey Hunter around, we'd probably have three or four more World Series rings.
Three or four. Go, now
oh,
I go.
Yeah.
See, you didn't have to get crazy. Sometimes pitchers just go crazy.
Yeah, I'd like to see...
Well, if they get another run, then it's going to lengthen. Oh, he did go.
No, I'd like to see him get put two on the board here. Nice little comfort zone. If he screws up, still give Perk the chance for the save.
I don't care how many they get. I just don't want it to be 1-0. He's hitting 224. He's got to bring that up to about 300, though. If he's going to earn his money, he shouldn't be bunting up there. He's not.
Push him to third.
Yeah,
I like the call. That's how you were the one who was talking about playing small ball.
Torrey is
bunting for runs.
I don't know about Torrey bunting. I like the idea of it with guys like Danny Santana and Escobar and.
No, I remember a specific conversation we had when you were talking about good hitters and they play him deep. Just to lay a bunt down and
yeah.
make him honest?
Well, Torrey, I think they play him straight up in this situation. Actually, they're playing, you know, double plate. Well, they were.
Uh-oh.
Now they're not.
We just heard that magic phrase for this broadcast, the phrase straight up. So here we go.
Straight,
straight
up,
up
now,
now
tell
me,
you
is
really
it
going to
be
love?
You and me forever? Oh.
Oh, that looked
no,
a little low.
Clean.
Yeah, we should get some tunes on the podcast saved, you know, like the Me First in the Gimme Gimmes version of that song and just play the chorus part every time we say straight up.
That would be awesome.
Or we could, what's some other good ones?
I just found a cover of, if anybody knows who Frank Turner is, he does a...
I know who Frank Turner is.
He does a
only
cover of that Buttercup song. Build me up, build me up. He makes it really depressing, though. So it's really good.
All you do is let me down. I mean, it is a pretty depressing song.
But I really like Buttercups. Shout out to Reese's.
Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, God.
Every time I do this podcast, I get hungry. I don't know if it's the weed or if it's the podcast.
Oh, God.
Jumpin' Joe coming up with nobody out, two men on. Maybe the hockey game's over. We know ours is.
Actually, that's a sad thing. At least, at least because of the broadcast schedule, you at least get to watch the better of the two games.
Yeah.
I give a shout out to all of our fans listening north of the border. Tony's got a DUI, but let him into the country.
Yeah, we'll never be able to broadcast from Canada. Not for at least 7 years. But I got off cheap on that one, in my opinion.
Did you ever see
that? That was probably the most expensive night of my life, though. Actually, that's not true either.
Did you see that Kevin Smith movie, Tusk?
I did not see Tusk.
Well, then I can't make a comment for you. So
yeah,
I'm gonna say
we'll have to watch it sometime. You know, the Avengers movie is out this week.
Came out today.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind going to see that. Nice hit. Boy, this is a hell of a matchup.
Montreal is very far from Tampa Bay.
That is a long trip.
It's a hell of a travel. OK.
Okay, let's see if we've done anything with those runs. Okay, ooh, look at that Mauer getting base hit, sliding.
Sliding.
That's what he
does. Yeah, don't get hurt, Joe, please.
I get on first base. I'm going to take that batting glove off. I'm going to give it to him.
All right, let's go seven.
Once he can figure out, and he does it sometimes, but on a consistent basis, if he can pull it right down that first baseline,
yeah,
he'll be able to hit it anywhere in the damn field.
I think by the time, you know, he's how old now? 31.
31.
Only 31?
It's my age.
No. I figure by the time he's 34, he's going to hit damn near 400. He'll be like Tony Gwynn. He'll always hit.
Oh, baby, be
careful. He's hitting 310 now. I bet he gets a hit right here.
Base hit scores 7.
Oh, that was your pitch to hit, too. I'd like to see him turn on that first pitch fastball more often. Put it in the seats. I'd take that 273 against righties any day.
Jessica, could you give a shout out to all of our Spanish speaking fans?
Yeah,
say something
in Spanish.
Un saludo para todos los amigos americanos.
Yeah. Maybe we'll pick up a new fan base. We'll be selling t-shirts in Spanish. What's fuck in Spanish?
What?
What is fuck in Spanish?
Pinche.
Is this mierda?
No, that's shit. Not.
Yeah.
Fuck no,
is
fuck.
Pinche.
That's in Mexico.
Hey, all right, Adam. Shit. He hit the ball hard. Stung it.
Well, that was about the worst thing he could have done. Oh. Well, at least he's trying. That's all it's about, you know. As long as you go out there and give it your
give
best.
Give it your all.
Give it your best every game.
I think that's kind of his whole personality, too. Well, I did my best. He never looks excited. Every once in a while, he puts a smile on, but... God, show some emotion out there. See, that's why I liked Ben Revere. He was the closest thing to a Kirby Puckett we've had. He was energetic. He was the funnest guy to watch on the field.
Yeah, Orlando Hudson, I think, was more.
Orlando Hudson was another really good one.
Oh, dog. Torrey Hunter's kind of brings that smile and jokeability, too.
He does.
Ouch.
I'm not saying he's a bad person in the clubhouse. He probably is a good leader, but I don't think he can play.
Well, he does. He plays every day.
Not well. He's getting up. He's ready.
The percolator.
Oh, he's got the good part of the order. Jose Abreu.
Shit,
he's pretty good against Glenn. I think I like Gibson pitch against Abreu. Did Abreu get a hit? You should look that up for me.
We're going to find out once he takes the...
Yeah. I guess I'll be rooting for Abreu.
Gotta give listeners something, you know.
If he's 4-for-6 against him, I imagine he's gotten a hit today because he's had 3 at bats.
Yeah, maybe.
I can do math.
Come on, Pluto.
That's my Montana math at work there, Dick.
That was a hell of a pitch there by Duke.
It'd be nice if Trevor got a hit here. That'd be really sweet.
Look at that. Target Field, a lot of Minnesotans showing their support for the Wild Dillions hockey team.
A lot of Wild jerseys in the stands today.
Good eye, kid.
Go Wild even on the green pad behind home plate.
What's that at Target Field? What's that section called right behind home plate? Platinum or the Diamond Box?
The Diamond Club.
Oh, Diamond Club.
I think so. Yeah, that was something else.
We were definitely the drunkest
rowdiest.
two individuals in that section.
Well, let's just say rowdiest.
And I don't think...
Rambunctious.
I don't think Tony's voice went over too well with...
I go to games to make noise. I don't know why people have a problem with that.
So if anybody's watching the game right next to the aisle there... Or that young gentleman with the Minnesota Wild jersey is sitting. I sat there until Tony came and sat by me and ruined it. I got to see, I think, two pitchers. But no, Tony's got to open his mouth. They're yelling at the damn ump. Damn.
Was that, is that what I did?
Leave the stadium.
When, the last two you guys had?
No. I did get cut off at a stadium for the first time at Safeco Field. I guess we could talk about our trip to Safeco.
You got cut off.
I got cut off at Safeco Field.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that. I was told not to serve it to you.
Even you tried to buy me one. But no.
I don't know why you got cut off.
They're pretty conservative over at Safeco, except for when King Felix is on the mound. That atmosphere was something else.
That was a good pitching duel we saw that night.
Oh, man. How often do you get to see a 2-hour and 15-minute game with two pitchers, neither of which pitch 100 pitches, and you see two home runs? It was great. Boy, we were pretty fucked up still when we left the stadium, though. Yeah. Yikes. To all those Seattle police out there listening, thanks for not pulling us over.
As our younger listeners,
and that was puke on the side of our vehicle.
Cray, cray. It's very tough to puke into a large size cup. Very difficult.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, God.
Yep, that was a pretty fun weekend. Then 17 hours of driving.
Yeah.
With Tony's a half hour break in between.
I was almost scared to come downstairs the next morning when I heard Tony's mom screaming, "He did what?"
She knew. She could smell it. I took it out of the bag and was going to put it. And she was like, "Oh, no, let me help you." I was like, "Mom, I've been doing my own laundry since I was like 7. I think I can take care of this." And then she came into the laundry room and she smelled it. And she said, "Oh, my God, what is that smell? It's so gross. It's puke, isn't it? Who puked? Who puked?" Not me. Oh, gross.
Yes.
You feeling last trip?
I got a...
Why?
Had a little too much fun at the game. And
it's probably all that walking we did.
Shells and Loma.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad we didn't get out of our seats, though, because that game would have gone by quick. Even quicker while we're walking. Oh, get it in. Jesus. We should check the score of the Wild game, huh? Or the Twins game.
Twins game is more important than anything in the
world.
I'd
say so, too.
We're
close
to
500.
We're playing for the playoff spot here.
Yeah. Basically, if we play around 500.
0 for 3, hasn't got a hit. Oh, they did bring in the percolator.
Shit, he hasn't got a hit? Come on, Abreu. Hook me up. I want to make that money.
Let's go perk.
5.6 million. 5.6
slider
million.
Right here. 5. Slider.
I might have to take a mulligan. He doesn't get a hit today. Shit. Gibson's not on the mound, you stupid fucks at Fox Sports North. Jesus. Get your shit together. I can do that job.
Oh, come on.
Stupid dogs. Come on, Abreu. Get a hit now, baby. Just need a runner. Not a walker,
there you
though.
Go.
Get a hit.
Did you know that Glenn Perkins made the All-Star team last year?
Yeah, I saw him pitch. You did, too.
Got to see Minnesota's
see
closer
close
down the All-Star game. That was pretty
pitching to his teammate, Kurt Suzuki, who was also on the All-Star team. They're both on the field right now pitching and catching the ball. You know, conveniently, I think, okay, Perkins got extended the year before he made the All-Star game. He might have made it the year of, though. But then, of course, Suzuki makes the All-Star game and they extend his ass.
Yeah.
I would have traded his fucking ass. God damn it, Abreu, you fucking fall in. Shit. There goes my $5.6 million. Nice work, Abreu. Now I got to take my mulligan. You fucking chode.
Nice play, Maurer.
I love the beard. 18 ERA.
Jesus
Ooh.
Christ.
Yikes.
God, no.
I was hoping he wouldn't come back.
Two Ks.
If he's going to pitch against somebody, though, I guess Noesi was okay.
Yeah.
But, Christ, he's just going to pitch another. The good thing Gibson was great today because we're going to need the bullpen tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Nope, tomorrow's the game. Nolasco settles down.
Yeah, sure.
That pitcher that we paid for.
Uh-huh. Who is that pitcher we paid for? I don't think we've seen him.
No, we haven't. I don't think he's had one good outing since we got him.
He has had one. I do remember watching one game where he was serviceable.
Good pitch.
Uh-huh. Oh. See, why couldn't Abreu fucking... God. Oh, yeah. There's explicit content on this podcast. It's called Fuck Dick and Bert.
Jumping Joe Mauer would have stopped that one.
Yeah, Joe doesn't move laterally very well.
At least he dirtied his jersey, though. I love that when players, they know they're not going to get to the ball, they still dive anyway. I used to do it all the time.
I did, too. Made you feel cool.
All right, double play ball, Perk. Get out of it.
Let's go percolator. Give me my 10 points. There's a guy with a Vikings hat and an Iowa jersey out there, or Iowa sweatshirt.
What does that matter?
I don't know. He was just a large man, and he stood out in the crowd.
Sometimes really obese people, when they wear a shirt, it looks like a billboard.
Yeah, it really does. Just blatantly advertising for Iowa.
Oh, yeah. There's the guy. He's just saying, hey, Perk, I want that win. Because if Perkins gave up runs here, then Gibson would get a no decision.
Yeah, that would be sad. He's pitched too good to end up with a no decision. They should do a better job of, like, I don't know, there's got to be a lens that blends the background of the faces.
There we go.
They're not going to get him. Lost his shoe? No, his batting gloves.
Oh, well. Still got the out. Give chance to give the percolator a strikeout.
Yeah, that would be more points on fantasy. I'm a little pissed off at Jose Abreu for fucking up my good run.
Yeah.
Six in a row. It's not easy to do. I thought it'd be pretty easy, but it's really not.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to give away money, I mean, the odds are definitely in their favor.
Well, if somebody wins it every year.
I doubt it.
Well, I think they just give it to the top leader, whoever does the longest.
I've never won it. And I've never played.
56 games in a row, you have to pick a hitter. You can double down, though, and pick two a day, so you can win it faster, but you have more chances of picking a loser.
That's all you have to do is pick them to get a hit?
Yep.
Shit, I'm going to do that. What's the site?
Beat the Streak. I believe it's brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, which we don't have in eastern Montana.
Oh, I ate a lot of those in Minnesota.
I don't like them very much.
Yeah, it's
gross.
Like a donut.
With chocolate and filling.
Their donuts aren't even good. And their coffee is...
I love their coffee.
Their breakfast sucks.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, that's well hit. Oh, and then he misplays it.
Who was that out on left? Was that Escobar?
Yeah, that was my boy.
Yeah, that's your boy. Good thing he's out there.
Yeah, must have been a defensive replacement.
Okay, I'm going to try a Google search here. For anybody that doesn't know what Google is, it's a search engine. God, he roped that one.
Yeah, well, Perkins left it up. Sometimes he does that.
Beat the Streak.
Molitor's going to the mound here?
Pick up to two players every day who you think will get a hit. Okay.
Yeah, it's easy as that.
Win $5.6 million by hitting in 57 straight games.
5 trillion times easier than picking a perfect NCAA bracket. Come on, Perk. Settle down. Get one out.
Don't go all Joe Nathan on us.
That's what I was going to say. It reminds me of my previous favorite closer of all time, Joe Nathan. He'd make some games, he'd, you know, make the fans sweat a little bit as much as he was out there on the mound.
Yeah, I loved his horse with the lips.
Oh, God.
He must have did it like 3 or 4 times before every pitch.
Here we go.
Yeah, nice. That a baby.
This guy doesn't have a chance.
Sit down.
Give it up for the percolator.
Dude, Perkins is great. Perkins has grayed a lot like in the last couple of years.
All right, here we go for our Seattle fans.
He's aging fast.
K, K, K,
K,
K,
K,
K, K.
Sit down. Hey. 1-0 win for the Twins. When was the last time you could say that? We should look that up. Yeah, that's 11 points for me.
You see what he did? He went out there and he didn't give up any runs, so he's going to get a save.
Yeah. Check the hockey game.
Just a sec. I want to watch Joe Mauer walk.
Oh, God. Okay. I bet it's another overtime.
Oh, come on.
Your dogs are going crazy tonight.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. He's got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, look, they're giving each other high fives. They're like, good game, guys.
Good game. Good game. Good game. Good game.
Would you really call that Gibson's outing excellent, though? I don't know.
Oh, I thought it was pretty excellent. I don't think the opponent was very good, though, is the thing. The White Sox don't hit the ball much better than we do.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm going to try to register for this MLB.com thing. I think I should be able to win in 57 days.
That's what I thought, too. I've been playing it for 3 years.
Serious?
Yeah. Dude, it's really hard. You ain't going to win no $5.6 million.
You don't know that. Will somebody tell those dogs to shut up?
God. We keep losing our internet connection.
Uh-oh, Jessica. Did you feed the dogs dinner yet?
Do we really not have any listeners right now? That would be sad.
It'd have been like we just wasted the past hour of our lives.
Well, we do have listeners on FeedBurner and iTunes. Well, we might have... Hey, we're on iTunes. You can find us if you search Dick and Bert. They won't let you name a podcast with fuck in it. So we had to use F, the at symbol, asterisk, K, Dick and Bert. So just search Dick and Bert and you'll find us. It sure looks like the Blackhawks are having their way with Devin Dubnyk tonight. Jesus, that's just a bad one.
Oh, they're showing the highlights of the goals.
Five hole. God, we're in the second period already. We haven't seen any of the game.
Come on.
Yeah, put one in. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Zookman.
We got one. We're back in it.
We got plenty of hockey to play, too. Put the damn game on.
No shit. We can get another one before the end of the period, and then we're right in it.
I don't encourage animals.
Oh, here we go. Get Brad's ass over here. Tell Whitney to watch the kids. Oh, gosh. That was a nice centering pass. Get it, get it, get it. Oh, got some signs of life here. Yeah, I don't think we're out of it yet. Did you get me a beer? That was a nice little redirect pass right there. Push it, push it, push it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Center. Oh, God.
Oh,
No. Gracias. This broadcast brought to you by Busch Light.
Busch Light.
The water just rolls right off the mountains into your mouth.
Sometimes when I eat or drink food, it surprises me just how impressive the human body is.
Agreed. You can go without food for a long time.
At least 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild power play.
We were very successful in our last series with our power play opportunities.
Were we not? I don't remember us scoring too many. I think we had at least one, though. What team got, I think it was the Capitals, got through their first round without scoring a power play goal? Come on, boys. Oh, yeah, nice pass. Oh, good. Oh, those are great shots on goal, guys.
Here we go, guys.
Wait to goal, slap that
goal,
down.
Goal. Goal.
4-12. Holy crap. Goal, we were goal, pretty successful.
Goal. All right, here we go. Get it to him.
Mm-hmm.
No! Blown opportunity.
We're going to have a lot of blown opportunities in this one, it looks like.
God.
Because we've already missed about three really good opportunities at the net, right in the middle of the net. Oh, God. Get it in there.
Get in there.
It's in.
Yes!
Woo!
Goal! Oh!
Wild style!
Goal wild style? I like that.
Trademark.
Trademark.
I just trademarked it so nobody else can use it.
That was really loud in my ears.
I know.
Oh, five hole.
Shit, yeah. This is awesome, right? We turned the game. It's getting interesting.
Interesting. See? I guess we're just good luck, huh?
Even Jessica's getting exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, she thinks baseball's boring. I can't imagine what she thinks about hockey.
Oh, you just going to leave?
Yeah, what do you? We still got a minute left in the power play.
No, once you score, the power play's over. Unless it's a major, I think.
Uh-oh.
This is out today. That new Avengers movie, we talked about it before. Hey, you know what else is tomorrow? The biggest fight
in the history.
Well, since Foreman won the title when he was damn near 40.
No.
Yeah? I'd say so.
I'd say this fight's bigger than that.
Well, sure. It, you know, that Foreman fight wasn't that big until he won it. But, yeah, we're going to have a big old blast.
Biggest fight since Ollie Frazier's the first time.
Studio Mike. Going to watch the fight on the big screen probably. Hopefully have another receiver so we can watch the Twins game.
No, I don't. I'm not going to care about Twins baseball tomorrow.
We could put it on mute.
Team Pacquiao. It's going to be a big day. I'm speak of the devil right here.
Yeah, there it is. Trying to sell it for $100 on pay-per-view. I think we already have it.
People talk how good Mayweather is. I don't think he's fought somebody like Pacquiao.
He's
quick.
He's been running scared from him for the last 5 years.
So it's going to be I'm predicting first three rounds are going to Pacquiao.
Just the first three?
I can't predict after that. I think Mayweather will take the fourth. Pacquiao's going to have to take a rest sometime.
I guess I'd agree that Pacquiao will be pretty successful early in the fight.
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody
he better be.
Watched Mayweather's boring-ass style.
No shit.
Watching counter punches is so freaking boring.
Well, it's Ali-ish is what it is. In Ali's later career.
Yeah.
It's smart, but it's not fun to watch.
No, it's not.
I guess that's why boxing is just kind of taking a second seat to UFC now.
No, there's still fighters out there who are aggressive. I mean, Pacquiao's fun to watch.
Yeah, shit, I would agree with you there.
10 rounds until he knocks some chump out.
He's also a politician, which I respect. He's a civil servant in his home country of, where is he from?
Philippines.
Yeah.
So this is a shout out to all of our Filipino listeners. I don't know about Tony's stance, but I am definitely Team Pacquiao. I've loved him for the past
in this fight, I'm Team 12 Pacquiao. Years. I've never been Team Mayweather, so I guess I'm Team Pacquiao.
When I saw Pacquiao,
I really dislike Mayweather. I'm a lot. I think a lot of the country just really dislikes Mayweather.
Yeah,
he's not a very nice person. He doesn't have very good qualities. And people want to see him beat because he's never been beat. I'd love to see him beat.
I don't know. I've just got kind of... I love Pacquiao because he brought me back into the sport. I mean, after...
Oh, man, I never really got back into the sport.
I used to be a huge Tyson fan, then boxing kind of faded away. And I remember in Billings I watched the Pacquiao-De La Hoya fight back in 2007. And Christ, that was one of the best fights I've ever saw. Just two hard punchers going at it.
God, can we not watch this game? The other one's... I wish just somebody come out and score a quick goal so we can watch the other game. Except we're at intermission now, right?
Yep.
Should be close. Hopefully we didn't give up a goal before intermission.
No, I thought we still had like 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, there's definitely 6 or 7 minutes left. But like I said, we've been off the game for... 5 minutes.
This is going to piss me off if we don't get to see any of the goddamn game.
I'm going to be pretty ticked off about it, too. Especially if we get back in it. You should check the score on your device there.
It's 3-2.
With?
I don't know. We'll find out here in a second.
Oh, God, that's good. That water is good.
Because I got a quick, just to the fans out there, they're like, God, I haven't heard Mike talking. Well, what's he doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm setting up an account on MLB.com because I feel like I need $4 million too.
Yeah, after taxes, $4 million.
No, what do you win?
$5.6 million.
Yeah, you'd probably get $3 million then. Which I'd still be fine with that. I think maybe then I could take Jessica on a nice cruise. And by nice cruise, I mean the Flogging Molly cruise next St. Patrick's Day. Rance is going to be playing, so it should be. I'm going to go on that. Show the old lady what punk rock music is.
Translation, you're going to scare the bejesus out of her.
I know. The top three performers, it's going to be amazing, though. Flogging Molly, Rancid, and then Slow It Down a little bit with Frank Turner.
Oh, man, that's going to be a really good lineup. All I know is we get to see Third Eye Blind on, June
28th. Yep.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's going to be a fun time. The Twins will be in town. Brad should be with us. Maybe we'll do a podcast live from the stadium. Maybe just a short one.
I've never been to Milwaukee.
I've never been to Milwaukee either, so it should be a good time. Okay. I hear good things. I hear they drink beer in Milwaukee.
Some beers are even made there. I was always curious why they called themselves the Brewers.
Yeah, and why they called their park Miller Park.
Mm-hmm. So I can make a pick. You only pick one batter? I'm going to make my first pick for May 2nd. Can you select the same player?
Yeah, you can reselect players... as many times as you want, as far as I know. Okay, all right, put it in the net. Put the biscuit in the basket so we can watch the other game.
Tomorrow, I am going to pick... Don't give him a day off. Actually, let's see.
Oh, that's a nice pass. Come on, put it in. I'm tired of watching you guys play.
Let's see here. I'm going to do a crazy, crazy pick. Kurt Suzuki for the first pick of the streak, Tony.
Really? Why? What's he hitting against the guy he's facing tomorrow?
Not good.
Not good? Just got a feeling? I got that feeling. That's another one we should do. We should record that chorus of James Brown's.
So what does...
Baby, 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 baby.
What does this mean when it says you can double down?
That means you can pick two players. But if...
And then it counts for 2 days. It counts for 2 days then towards the streak?
Yes. Thank you. Oh, I thought they scored. Shoot. Yeah, your internet needs to be reset.
Yeah.
We'll probably do that before we... yeah, because we just lost our internet connection again. It's because everybody here is using the internet. Jessica's on the internet. You are on the internet.
You told me to get
on the
internet.
I am on
the
internet.
Well, yeah, this is an internet. This is a digital world we live in, Tony.
Yeah, I think that's what's hurting my head. I think the waves are getting into my head. I think we need to reset the router.
Why?
Because we keep losing our connection. So we're going to do that, and we're going to set out some tweets and Facebooks, and hopefully we'll get to watch the Wild game. And we'll be back in a couple minutes.
So don't go anywhere.
This is Anthony and Mike signing off.
Signing off. Good day.
Good day. Ha.